1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Kicking it off right now, talking about your health and talking about your life. It's about choices. Choices that can make a big difference in your health and your life. That's what this show is about. If you're looking for a healthcare provider, all this lifestyle-based care that we talked about, go to mywellnessproviders.com. Got a great network growing around the country. Now, if you're a sugar lover, and many Americans are, that's for sure, but if you're into sugar, know this. They're saying now, sugar is sugar, of course. Fruit juice is just as bad as soda for your kids. Doctors and the public health officials have long called for parents to get rid of soda, but you know, what you replace it with is just as important. While kids are drinking less soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages, many minority kids are switching to 100% fruit juice, which can be just as bad for you as soda, according to a new study published recently in the Journal of the American Pediatrics. So while African-American and Latino children have increased their consumption of juice, the same is not seen with Caucasian children, according to the study. Our results, they say, stress the need for more education on healthy beverages and making sure these messages reach all ethnic groups. Amy Beck said she's a physician and a master's in public health, lead author and pediatrician at a local children's hospital in San Francisco. He says that research has examined data from the California Health Interview Survey. It was a telephone survey conducted every 2 years between 2003 and 2009, and they found that during that time, sugar-sweetened beverages consumption dropped from 40% to 16% among kids aged 2 to 5. So there's been a lot of focus in California, she said, on reducing consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, and it really appears to be working. So the great thing is, you know, that if you cut down on the juice, and that's the reality of it. People think, well, if I drink orange juice, then I'm getting my fruit in, but not so much. Because the way that they make and process, number one, the fruit juices, it gets rid of all the pulp, gets rid of all the fiber. And so you start drinking something where the blood sugar release is usually low, say in an apple. And then if you drink apple juice, of course, it can be a little bit more or a little higher on the glycemic index scale, which shows how well or how much rapid sugar increases into the bloodstream. So it makes a difference. So that's how drinking a soda can be almost as bad for you as drinking the juice. Not a big juice fan myself either. Better to eat the whole fruit rather than the fruit juice. If you do blending, like if you're kind of juicing and you throw in your vegetables and all that, that's fine. But blend the whole thing. Throw in the whole carrot and chop the whole thing up. That way you're getting all the fiber with it. Not the kind of juicing machines where it kind of throws out everything and you're just left with the juice. Much better way to go. They also say where you get your sugar matters. So it's unclear, researchers said, about the racial divide, but it's important to spread these different ones out. So it's very important, researchers are saying, to understand, you know, where your sources of sugar come from. And that's why, you know, fruits and vegetables are always important. That's the way to go. Not having processed foods or processed fruit juices, you definitely want to stay away from those. But, I mean, table sugar, regular sugar, candy, all of that, it matters. Steer clear of that. And, again, in a lot of the alternative circles, the adage is that sugar feeds cancer. And so, you know, again, the higher sugar content you have on a regular basis, some say that that will be kind of a contending factor. Plus, it can make the body more acidic rather than more alkaline, and that's obviously something you want to steer clear of, simply because energy levels can go down quite a bit. And, of course, the whole obesity epidemic. I mean, my goodness, with everything we have with people being overweight, it's a big issue and a big topic overall. making sure that you stay away from sugar is a great way to go. If you want to use sweeteners, say you want to drink iced tea or whatever, use stevia extract. It's a great alternative. And there's several other ones right out. You know, xylitol seems to be okay from everything that's being studied right now and looked at. So several sweeteners out there that are good. Plain honey is really good as well. But they say that really one of the big things is, they said 8 ounces of a soda, a soft drink, most popular brand, contains 27 grams of sugar. And 8 ounces of apple juice contains the same amount. So they're saying we need to make sure that parents understand the best thing to do is to replace soda with water or tea. Totally agree with that. And the fruit juices are high in sugar. An RD, so a dietitian, says that one thing when it comes to sugar and soda, we have to look at the profile of food. There's zero calorie value. So it means that the quality of what the nutrients that you get, the carbohydrates, the sugars, add no value to the body, to the overall health. And that's one thing that has to be looked at. So, again, when you look at that, it's important. Must be a key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're going to go to John now. Hi, John.
Hello, doctor.
Good to talk with you.
Hello?
Good to talk with you, John. How can I help?
I'm hoping to that you can refresh my memory. I heard you talk about a ringing in a person's left ear is the result of a, or could be the result of a vitamin or mineral deficiency.
It could be. Now, it depends. Now, is this you we're talking about? Is it ringing in both ears or just one?
No, it only rings in my left ear, and it does it infrequently. You know, I mean, maybe once or twice in a week it might happen, and then it might not happen for 6 months, and then it does it again. But I heard you tell somebody the remedy for this a while back with a supplement or something, I believe.
Yeah, a couple things. Well, first of all, with ringing in the ear, if it's one sided or the other, it's a possibility, as you said, that it could be on the right ear, it could be a wheat allergy. Okay, in the left ear, it could be a manganese deficiency. So manganese, not magnesium, but manganese is one of the big ones. And really, it's a small amount, usually about 30 milligrams, I think is what they say in some of the research. But the reality is, wheat allergies or a gluten allergy is very common. And on the right side, that's what it usually is. Now, if it, both ears are ringing typically, it's usually some form of damage from loud noises, you know, working around machinery or being around jets and airplanes, that kind of thing. And that's usually more permanent. That's what the kind of typical science says at this point. But, yeah, I mean, as far as the deficiency goes, in the left ear, manganese can be the key. And believe it or not, manganese deficiencies have been popping up a lot more from what we've seen. I've definitely seen emails and some articles and things on it. But, you know, again, it's one of those deals where you just want to get everything you need from your foods. If you have to supplement, do that. But I would look at that. And if it doesn't go away after a period of time, you know, after you've probably seen an audiologist and seen a physician and had the whole team around, then you have to look at potential for damage. But, you know, I would go for the deficiency route first, of course. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And if you miss something on the show, you can always find it there. And also our healthcare providers, we call them the wellness providers. All this lifestyle, nutrition-based care that you hear about. Here, we've got a network of folks growing around the country. So give us a call. We may have someone in your area. Now, we're going to go to Amy on the phones. Hi, Amy.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I have suffered from chronic headaches for quite a while. I have a four-year-old son, and I had the headaches before I had him. And I had them pretty much from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed. And then sporadically, or miraculously, I guess, after I had him, they went away. And then I got pregnant with my daughter, and I breastfed her for about a year. And then when I stopped feeding her, they started coming back again. And then my doctor had put me on a prescription medicine, but they gave me some really weird side effects.
Okay.
And I'm not really happy with those side effects. And I didn't know if there's anything that you possibly could recommend that was more natural.
Yeah, there's several things. I mean, headaches, depending on what they come from, it just they're a bit of a challenge. I think any doctor that tries to work with them gets a little frustrated because they can be. They just there's so many different causes and so many different places that they could come from. Now, the interesting thing is the times around pregnancy and having kids, all of that really helps out a lot. Now, do you get the headaches when you would get them or even now? Do you get them more on the right side or the left side or the back of the head?
They are, to be honest, they're all, it's like more in the frontal.
In the front part?
Kind of area.
Right.
It's like,
and is
it's
that
like
where they've
over.
Always, is that where they've always been?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And does it hurt more in the morning when you first wake up or later on throughout the day?
It's almost as soon as my feet hit the floor, and it's like a dull, achy headache.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays, it's almost the same kind of pain all day. You know, usually once or twice a week it ends up into a migraine.
Right.
But if I'm not on any kind of preventative medicine, right now I am on a preventative, but yeah, usually once, twice a week, if I'm not, it's migraine, so.
Okay. Yeah, with the frontal, have you had your thyroid checked recently? Have you had any blood work done with your physician?
I'm sorry?
Have you had any blood work done with a physician to have your thyroid checked by chance?
No, never done blood work. I've had MRIs and things like that, but never blood work.
Really? I would go to your doctor and just ask them to check. Just do a kind of a basic panel and check the different metabolic conditions of the body and have them check the thyroid. Because the thyroid gland, a lot of times when you get headaches in the morning, like you say, first thing when you hit the floor, frontal part of the head, a lot of times that can be thyroid. Because you'll have to have a lot of other symptoms that could go along with it. But it could be one of the factors with it. Now, are you... After you've had your kids and all that, did you struggle with weight issues at all?
Yes.
Okay. Have a hard time getting the weight off, like the baby weight?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. That's okay. I mean, and that could be one of the reasons why. It could have thrown off your some of your hormones, specifically the thyroid gland. It's a might be and it's a can be. Or could be, rather. So it'd be good to go and just have it checked out. Simple little blood test, and they can kind of check all those profiles and rule it in or rule it out. But usually, just so you know, with headaches, normally in the front part of the head deals with something hormonal or thyroid. Something on the right side of the head typically deals with things like an iron deficiency possibility. And this is not standard medicine. This is more on the naturopathic side. So traditional medicine really doesn't... you know, kind of go for these correlations, but the alternative side of medicine usually looks at some of these. The left-hand side, like if it's over the left eye or left side of the head, typically you know, in those areas could be low on acetylcholine levels and also low in zinc a little bit. So, you know, again, there's several things that could be going on with the headaches. But is your diet pretty good, or does that need to be worked on, or do you not really pay attention to that much?
No, my diet's pretty bad. I can't lie. I'm a very picky eater. I try to eat, make my 4-year-old and my 18-month-old eat healthy, and I try to cut down what they're eating too, just so they'll eat good, but I'm not the best eater, so.
It's okay. I mean, you can always make some changes. I mean, with headaches, one of the big things that can really help is, you've heard of gluten? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. Gluten is a protein that, have you ever heard of the term gluten-free?
Yeah.
Okay, so gluten-free is basically grains like breads and pastas, cereals, crackers, that kind of thing. So if it has flour in it, most flour is made out of wheat, okay? And wheat has a protein in it called gluten. And so a lot of people, if they have a disease called celiac disease, they can get really sick if they eat a lot of any gluten at all, okay? So if they have a piece of bread, they get doubled over almost to the point of going to the hospital. It's really just a bizarre thing. But if you have a gluten sensitivity, which is a possibility with headaches, then what you want to do is you can just come off of those type of foods for about 7 or 8 weeks and see how your body responds. You know, the headaches might begin to go down, but it's, you know, going gluten-free, there's options. So if you want to start eating pasta again and you did have a gluten sensitivity of some kind, you can still have it. There's different options. They make it with rice flour instead. So it's just a little tip, trick, I guess, if you want to call it. But sometimes migraines are triggered a lot by gluten, and it's something to look at. Okay, keep me posted. You can always send me an email at healthcoachradio.com. This is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions. Over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the Lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Many parents are unaware of teens' now abuse of the ADHD drugs. Pretty common, actually. One in ten teens admit using prescription stimulants or amphetamines to boost their performance in school. Most parents aren't aware of the scope of the problem, though, a new study finds, in an effort to stay alert and get better grades, students are taking so-called study drugs like Adderall, Concerta, Ritalin, which are also intended to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Very, very common. They also show an increased intense focus in your ability to stay up, read, study, and take in a really intense amount of information all at once. So it can improve their grades, researchers said, but they can be very dangerous. So a new study or survey, more than 700 randomly selected households with teens conducted in January at the University of Michigan, Mott's Children's Hospital, found that only 1% of parents of teens between 13 and 17 actually believe their child has taken a stimulant as a study aid. Yet in 2012, University of Michigan study sponsored by the U.S. National Institute of Drug Abuse, 10% of high school sophomores and 12% of seniors admitted to using study drugs that were not prescribed by a doctor. Well, we found in this poll this clear mismatch between what parents believe that their kids are reporting and what's actually happening. They said, we know that teens may be sharing drugs or spreading the word that these medications can give their grades a boost, Davis said. But the bottom line is, these prescription medications are drugs, and teens who use them without a prescription are taking a serious risk with their health. So taking these medications when they're not prescribed for you can lead to acute exhaustion, abnormal heart rhythms, and even confusion and psychosis if the teens get addicted and go into some form of withdrawal. So a new study survey revealed that 54% of white parents were very concerned about their child taking study drugs, compared with 38% of Hispanic and Latino parents and about 37% of African-American parents. So, however, just 20% of parents total polled have talked to their teens about the use of these drugs to get better grades. So if we're going to take a dent in the problem and truly reduce the abuse of these drugs, we need parents, educators, and healthcare professionals, all who interact with the teens, to be more proactive about discussing the issue. And the majority of parents surveyed said that they would support school policies designed to stop abuse of stimulant drugs in middle schools and high schools. And more than three-fourths also said that thought schools would educate students on the dangers associated with the abuse of these medications. Now, the survey also revealed that 79% of parents think students with a prescription for ADHD should be required to keep their medication in a secure location, such as the school nurse's office, to prevent it from being shared, sold, or used by other students. So, very true, very new, actually, and something we're seeing now more and more, the prevalence of these medications, the amphetamines, which they do. They create, just so you know, Ritalin and Concerta, a lot of these drugs out there, they create an immense amount of focus in the frontal lobe of the brain. And it allows a person that maybe has somewhat scattered thoughts, it raises acetylcholine in the brain, one of the main primary neurotransmitters. And it's vital. It's critical for overall concentration. And the more stressed out we get in our lives, the more responsibility that we have, then these acetylcholine levels begin to decline. And as they decline, that's when your focus and attention begins to decline as well. So it's very important to have the right kind of brain chemistry going on so that everything can stay balanced. So that's a big, big key and very, very important in the mix of all these things. So always talk to your kids about it. And you can look at natural ways. There's a lot of natural ways to support acetylcholine levels. Number one, you stay off the coffee. Coffee actually breaks down acetylcholine. It temporarily raises it. That's why you get that intense amount of focus with coffee, but it does deplete it even worse on the backside. The other is egg yolks. Believe it or not, egg yolks are full of choline and lecithin, two components that actually are good for cholesterol, but they also help to raise acetylcholine levels. So egg yolks and just eating the whole eggs, believe it or not, can help tremendously in raising your acetylcholine levels in the brain, which can help with focus. Green tea is really good, too. It's got a lot of polyphenols and ECCGs in the components that are really good for focus. And the B vitamins, specifically vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. All of those are critical. Don't forget your fish oils. And, you know, when you get these regimens going and you stay focused and you get things on a natural perspective and get things balanced, that's when you can start making a difference and putting a dent in all of this. So a couple of things to think about and to look up and to do some research on. ADHD is a big one. And what's interesting is we're seeing it more now, I think, because we recognized it more for what it is. But our kids are, you know, we're getting diagnosed with our kids. There's a lot of parents that are getting adults diagnosed with what we call adult ADHD. And the reality is those were probably kids that dealt with it then. But the same nutritional patterns apply. And the same issues are there. The brain chemistry is where it is. And the eating habits are still the same as probably when they were teenagers. Because we develop our habits then. And unless something radical or major happens, we don't do much about it. So it's interesting to see how that whole thing is playing out. And again, anything to make the grades, anything to create focus, all that makes a big, big difference. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can send me an email if you'd like me to answer something in private, or answer on the show if you would like. And our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Check out all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Just go to the same website as well. Going back to the phones, and we're going to go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Dr. Rich. How you doing?
Living well, man. What's going on?
I'm doing my continuing ed. It has to be done by midnight tonight, so I'm getting
nice.
After it. I've got one more final exam to take, and I'll be done. You know what it's like to cram for an exam.
I do. Done it many times. Too many.
I got a couple questions for you.
Okay.
It was about me. I've got what I've been diagnosed with is plantar fasciitis.
Mm-hmm.
In my left ankle and foot. I've had a bad parachute landing fall, and it broke every bone and everything in my foot, and the doctor said there was nothing they could do about it. I had x-rays and a lot of stuff, and they said there was nothing they could do about it.
Okay.
Just walk it off. You know, rub some dirt on and walk it off. You know? That's
so
successful right
so
now.
So the injury, how long ago did the injury happen?
2 years ago. This month, actually.
All right, so you had your little anniversary for your fall, and so at the end of the day, you walked it off, but now you got plantar fasciitis, which is extreme pain underneath the arch of the foot. So is it hurt when you get up in the morning and start walking, or is it later in the day? When does it affect you the most?
It's a constant, it's not a throb, but it's a constant, like, gremlin in my shoe. It doesn't matter if I'm laying down, if I have heat, if I have ice, try to stretch it. It's a constant thing. It's like I'm learning to live with constant pain. It's not pain so much, it's just irritating. But I can't walk down the steps two at a time anymore. I have to take them one at a time like an old man. I'm not old, really, depending on, you know. 40 is new 20, I guess, but
that's what we keep telling ourselves. It makes us all feel better. That's like 60 is the new 40. So we all keep saying that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be cliche.
No, I think it's just true, though. But I think technology is getting better. Nutrition is getting better. So it probably is true now. But the thing is, with the plantar fasciitis, it's usually a nutritional type issue. And let me tell you why. Now, mainstream medicine really doesn't buy into that. But more the alternative side does. And I always like to make that case because you just never know. Yeah, what's important, because alternative is so different in many ways than conventional medicine. Everything has to have a study. But I can tell you this. Let me guess. So you're in school right now. You probably work during the day, right?
I'm sorry, Dr. Ed, I can't hear you.
Okay. I said usually, so I'm assuming that you're in school and also you're working during the day, so you're probably burning the candle at both ends. Am I right?
Sir, I cannot understand a word you're saying.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to continue to go through and tell you a couple things. So the reality is with these sorts of things, all right, with plantar fasciitis, the bottom line is if you are stressed out and you got a lot going on, first thing that happens is you start to burn out a lot of your vitamin B5. Now, the water-soluble vitamins, the B vitamins, we get a lot from our vegetables. And because most of us don't eat a lot of vegetables, what happens is we can burn through our B vitamins pretty quickly. Now, B5 is the one, pantothenic acid, that supports the adrenal glands. The more worn out and burned out the adrenal glands get, then what happens is we burns up our B5. As you burn up the B5, B5 is linked, again, on the alternative medical side, into more of the plantar fasciitis type symptoms. Also, lowered calcium in the body, absorbed calcium, can be a root cause of that as well. And so, again, remember, the more stressed out you get, the more your body utilizes and burns up calcium. So you look at things like goat milk yogurt, which can increase calcium absorption, and dark leafy green vegetables, which will help with calcium, but also can help with the B vitamins. And even look at things like B5. Look at some of that and look at some of the research on it. Go online and look at some of the different areas. Look into some of the nutrient building for plantar fasciitis, and I think you'll find some great information.
Okay.
folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, and visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Quote for the day comes from Agatha Christie. She says, if one sticks too rigidly to one's principles, one would hardly see anybody. Very, very, very true. Jovelists are saying now is shortened lifespans for less educated women. They're saying life expectancy among less educated white women is decreasing, while their better educated peers are gaining longevity, a new study finds. According to researchers, joblessness is one key factor in the trend. The other is smoking. So mortality is declining for highly educated women, but it's increasing for low-educated women. The study lead author, Jennifer Montes, who's a research fellow at the Harvard Center of Population and Development Studies, said that American men, regardless of education level, enjoy an increasingly life expectancy, but the mortality gap is widening between white women who didn't complete high school and those who did. So from 2002 to 2006, the chances of dying for women without high school education was 66% higher than for women who completed high school, new researchers found. And the behavior, all this was published in the June issue of the Journal of Health and Social Behavior. So it's interesting how education can play a role in your long-term health and what that really, really implies for life expectancy. So the intelligence factor, not so much as more the goal factor, in my opinion. Dr. David Katz, who's the director for the Yale University Prevention Research Center, said he wasn't shocked by the findings. It's not all that surprising to see that educational disparities correlate with vocational disparities, which, of course, correlate in turn with behavioral disparities, such as smoking. So health and social equity is always linked, he stated, and for those who accept it and embrace epidemiology over ideology, the availability of decent jobs and educational support might be the right medicine for what is, in the end, a social kind of disease. So while the study found association between the two, it didn't prove cause and effect. They always say that after these types of articles, if you will. But yeah, it's interesting. Education and the level of what that brings all the way around. As far as overall mortality rate, definitely interesting. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You may call right now or go online. Check us out at healthcoachradio.com. Going to Mike now. Hi, Mike.
About a year and a half ago, my doctor has prescribed me with my A1C, my sugar levels being, above normal, and I had some bouts where I had, had a couple of light fainting spells. He put me on a diet, but that's not my great concern. The diet has helped me with my sugar levels being coming back to normal, but my concern is I have had a history since I was a young little fella with problems with my colon, and I have had a colonoscopy, but everything supposedly checked out good except for irritation that they saw. I was wondering what you might have information concerning there.
Well, I mean, with the colon itself, one thing you want to make sure of is you always want to make sure that it's got the right kind of bacteria in the gut and the colon. So even if you had issues when you were younger, depending on your eating habits, that's always the key. And it's not so much a genetic factor, it's more of a lifestyle factor. What kind of foods were you eating as a kid? Were you eating a lot of junk food, or were you eating good whole foods with plenty of fruits and vegetables and plenty of fiber? Or, were you not? Or is it more of a fast food kind of diet, junk food? That's really the deciding factor for quite a bit of it. I would want to know that. But the bigger piece is you want to make sure that the healthy bacteria is there, and you use the probiotics. That's always a good way to go. Fermented vegetables, fermented dairy, all can play a very big role in that as well. And that's, you know, that's something you want to think about. But I would look at those. And if you haven't been using those supplements, that's something you want to look into. But your food choices are going to be extremely important. That's the bigger piece, and that's the bigger key. Making sure that you get the right kind of nutrients in, the right kind of nutrition in, always, always very important. Now, the big key too with the colon and the digestive health is making sure you fast on a regular basis. If you don't have any blood sugar issues, you know, run it by your doctor. These partial fast days can be really helpful. So the way it works is basically you'll eat dinner, and even if it's a late dinner, and you don't eat again until the next evening dinner. So you get that time while you're sleeping. Of course, you're asleep for 7 or 8 hours, so you're not really that hungry, obviously. And then you can do chicken broth, beef broth, a lot of water, and that sort of thing during that kind of partial fast day. And you can eat dinner again at, say, 4 in the afternoon. So it's not that long and not that strenuous. And as long as you don't have any major blood sugar level issues, most doctors are okay with that. But it gives the body time to cleanse. It gives the colon and the digestive tract a break. And sometimes it can be a real good thing for anyone that's going through any kind of issue with their colon or overall digestive tract. So just a couple of things to think about. But it can be quite helpful. I think that one of the main things we see that's the biggest disruptor are a lot of the processed foods that we're getting. And a lot of the tap water with quite a bit of the chemicals in there over time, there have been some folks mentioned some of those kind of things as far as the disruption of the flora. For me, mostly it's the foods. That's what I've seen. And to keep good colon health and good digestive health, that's always, always a key. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got Janice over in Oklahoma. She wants to know, what can I do to have more energy? I stopped drinking coffee, and now I'm exhausted. Well, stay off the coffee for the most part. That's a big one. One thing you want to look at is adrenal function. Look at how to support the adrenals using B5 and vitamin C, but also changing your diet around and increasing omega-3 fatty acids. A lot of good research on that. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.